It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The House was busy Tuesday evening, passing two key pieces of legislation. First, a new debt ceiling plan with one lone Republican Representative Adam Kinzinger joining all of the Democrats in voting to raise the country's borrowing limit and avoid a disastrous default later this month. It'll now be taken up by the Senate, where Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Minority Leader Mitch McConnell have reportedly reached a deal to let Democrats raise the debt ceiling without any Republican votes. Here's how it will allegedly work. The Senate votes on this procedural motion to allow the debt ceiling increase to pass by simple majority, but that still needs 60 votes to pass. McConnell reportedly is confident 10 Republicans will support it. If that measure is approved, then the Senate takes another vote to pass an increase to the debt ceiling with a simple majority, avoiding the threat of a Republican filibuster. Confused? Of course. Then there was the annual National Defense Authorization Act, which also made it through the House, this one with strong bipartisan support. The bill sets the policy agenda and authorizes $768 billion in funding for the Department of Defense for 1 year. This year's version also calls for an independent review of the war in Afghanistan and changes how the military handles sexual assault and harassment. It also includes a 2.7% pay increase for military service members and Defense Department civilian employees. Now the bill goes to the Senate, which is expected to pass it and send it to President Biden for his signature before the end of the year. One measure included in that massive spending bill is a $650 million weapons sale to Saudi Arabia. It passed despite opposition over human rights and national security concerns from an odd coalition, Senators Bernie Sanders, Rand Paul, and Mike Lee. Moving on to the committee investigating what happened on January 6th, and former Trump White House Chief of Staff, Mark Meadows, who's nothing if not indecisive and cowardly. After first saying he wouldn't comply with a subpoena from the committee, he reacted to the indictment of Steve Bannon for doing just that and reversed his decision and said he would cooperate. But now, after the former guy criticized Meadows and the secrets he spilled in his new book, he's flip-flopping again. And he said he will not cooperate at today's scheduled deposition. Meadows' reversal means that he's once again in danger of being held in contempt of Congress and could face jail time, a punishment that the committee says they are not afraid to pursue, and in fact will pursue contempt of Congress charges if he doesn't comply today. President Biden met with Russian President Vladimir Putin in a video call on Tuesday and reportedly warned him that the United States and its allies would impose harsh sanctions if Russia invades Ukraine. The call came as Russia is gathering troops near the border with Ukraine and fears mount that Russia plans to invade. Of course, Moscow denies those reports. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said Biden told Putin that the U.S. was prepared to hit Russia harder economically than it did in an unsuccessful 2014 attempt to stop Russia from annexing Crimea. The Kremlin described the conversation as, quote, candid and businesslike, saying Putin told Biden that NATO was the one, quote, making dangerous attempts to expand its presence on the Ukrainian territory and near Russia's borders. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy on Tuesday issued a public health advisory calling for action to address a looming youth mental health crisis that's been made worse by the coronavirus outbreak. Since the pandemic hit in early 2020, symptoms of depression and anxiety have doubled. A quarter of young people are now experiencing symptoms of depression, 20% showing signs of anxiety. The numbers are daunting. Early this year, emergency department visits for suspected suicide attempts were up by 51% for adolescent girls and 4% higher for adolescent boys compared with the same period 2 years ago. President Biden's nominee to head the office of the Comptroller of Currency, a woman named Sally Omarova, withdrew her nomination after smear from Republicans that she was a communist. No, Joseph McCarthy isn't back, but his ghost seems to have inhabited some senators, including John Kennedy from Louisiana.
I don't mean any disrespect. I don't know whether to call you professor or comrade.
President Biden condemned Republicans for what he described as, quote, inappropriate personal attacks that were unfair to Professor Omarova and, quote, far beyond the pale. Biden said she would have brought invaluable insight to the position overseeing the U.S. banking system because she is, quote, a strong advocate for consumers and a staunch defender of the safety and soundness of our financial system. What a shame. From the "it's not only here" category, French authorities have released a man held as a suspect in the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi, blaming an identity mix-up. Seriously, the announcement came almost 30 hours after French authorities detained a Saudi citizen at Charles de Gaulle Airport in Paris on an outstanding Turkish warrant. The suspect was thought to be a Saudi wanted in connection with the murder of Khashoggi, who was dismembered in Istanbul 3 years ago. An identity mix-up? Opening arguments start Wednesday in the trial of Kim Potter. She's the former cop charged in the killing of Dante Wright. Remember, she said she mistook her service revolver for her taser. This trial will be in the same courtroom as the trial of Derek Chauvin for the killing of George Floyd earlier this year. And finally, we have a manatee problem here in Florida. State environmental officials are unveiling a test proposal this week to feed the manatees that are starving as a result of man-made pollution. This isn't usually done with any wild animal, but the situation has become such an emergency that they have to do something. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.